Online exams gaining in popularity after SAT and ACT cancellations. By Tom Sikkata on March 31, 2020. An increasing number of students around the country who will not be able to take the SAT as a result of the ongoing Wuhan coronavirus pandemic have registered for an alternative standardized test called the Classic Learning Test. The online exam, which was established in 2015, was designed to repair some of the alleged flaws of more popular standardized exams. According to a report by the College Fix, students around the country have registered for the Classic Learning Exam, a standardized test that students are permitted to take from home. Breitbart News reported in March that many administrations of the SAT exam had been canceled due to the ongoing Wuhan coronavirus pandemic. Now, students are scrambling to find other testing options. The Classic Learning Test's website claims that students will be tested on many of the same subjects that are featured on the SAT and ACT. Moreover, students receive their scores on the same day as the exam. The Classic Learning Test, CLT, is the new standard for college entrance assessments. It is designed for high school juniors and seniors, the exam's website reads. The CLT takes 2 hours, and tests for grammar, literary comprehension, and mathematical and logical reasoning. It also contains an optional, ungraded essay portion. Students take the exam on their own laptop or tablet and receive their scores the same day, which they can then share with colleges of their choice at no charge. The Classic Learning Test's website features a testimonial from conservative Princeton University professor Robert George. The renowned conservative scholar argued that the CLT provides students with an alternative to more popular exams that often feature content that is biased towards a progressive worldview. I warmly commend CLT for giving colleges and universities the option of a standardized examination that is choose ideology and impartially tests knowledge and reasoning ability, George wrote. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.